matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Yeah. From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Friday, you beautiful, beautiful human you. My name is Ash, this is Ash London Live, and I am so stoked that you stuck around after Husey and Kate to hang out with us for the next couple of hours. This is a music show, so if you don't like music, just change the station now. I can say that because everybody loves music, obviously, and we have got something for everyone on tonight's show. Plus, we're chatting to Liam Payne in New York City after 8 o'clock. We've got an exclusive chat with him. You'll hear his brand new track. More tickets to our Up Close with Why Don't We? They are a huge pop band coming out of the States. Last tickets going off tonight, so I hope you've registered at Ash London Live. But let's kick it off with the man who will be on air after 8 o'clock, Mr. Liam Payne.
The song was written by a guy called Burns. He actually was with Calvin Harris, which would be quite a crazy lifestyle. I want to come and join in.
Yeah.
And he's a fantastic guy. Yeah, I loved everything that he did along with the song. And this song kind of represents the idea of when you first see that person and you're like, they kind of capture you a little bit and that's it, you're in. You can't really help yourself. Even if you don't want to be in, you're in.
You're
and
in.
It's like, oh, here we are. Like, and then this is the start of a relationship for me. So this is the first track on the EP. It's the title track of the EP. And that's why, because it's like the first time you get into
it's pretty awesome.
It is. Thank you.
He's teamed up with French Montana. Ha! That's ha! You remember French Montana from this track? You might also remember him as Khloe Kardashian's ex. You might remember him from our Instagram when Draco and I spent 2 hours waiting for him by his pool at his house while he just swanned about in the house. It was amazing. Just lying there in a hot LA sun, waiting for French Montana and drinking Starbucks. We love the guy. We love Liam Payne and we love their brand new song together. This is First Time on Ash London Live.
Hey everyone, this is Liam Payne, Ash London Live. Baby, I can take you
there. So we were in New York at the start of the week for the MTV VMAs. A lot of celebs walked the red carpet. And, of course, they were all there performing in the audience. Kylie Jenner throwing shade. But before the awards, we got to catch up with Liam Payne before his single with French Montana dropped this morning. It is so good. It's called First Time. And before we play it, let's find out all about it.
You've got a brand new EP dropping with a title track. This is good. I thought just rolling into New York was going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Then talking to you got a little bit better. And then while I'm here, you're like, well, we've got some
new music. No, while you're here, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
what a time to be alive.
I know.
Yeah, I've got some new music coming. This is, I would say, the closest thing to me that I've done so far. I think it's very hard sometimes to be honest with music, with the way the industry sometimes. Strip That Down, yeah, like there's a part of me that definitely is what Strip That Down is. But it doesn't necessarily represent me. And maybe that's not something I really want to be represented by. Fantastic song, and you know, I think it's more of a jovial thing. It's not to be taken too seriously is my thing. Like, I'm not genuine, like, look at me in the club, like to be honest with you, these days I'm barely in the bloody club. I'm, you know, I'm up early in the morning and in the gym and doing yoga and stuff. So, you know, particularly because of what I'm, you know, I've been going through. And for me, it was kind of a basis of this. I like the idea of it being a little storybook. It's 4 tracks. It's not quite an album. There was a lot of songs on the album that I love, but they're just, you're not always, everything for me was always a bit happy and it's all a bit like in that vein, and it's sometimes it's not. So I thought that it's important that people know, one, how I'm feeling a little bit, and two, you know, kind of what happens with me. And this is the thing. When I listen to Drake, there'll be a line that Drake says about, like, oh, I go out and the cameras are on me and whatever else, and I'm like, wow, I relate to that. That makes me feel like a type of way. And I want to be that shoulder for somebody else where they listen and they're getting their own feelings about stuff. So this was kind of my way of doing it. Now, for me, my relationships in life so far that I've been through kind of have this little cycle where of what this EP represents, and I can't give away too much, but this is how relationships have gone for me so far, and I feel like there might be a lot of people in the world who feel the same. So this one's kind of for that crowd of singletons, let's say.
I loved it.
You loved it?
I think you've been hanging out with J Balvin a lot too, because it's got that kind of like that feel.
Yeah, some of it's got a little bit of
you got
that
a little
feel.
Hip in your music now. The hits
Yeah, definitely. I love Jay. Thank you. That's great. He was fantastic. And yeah, I mean, I've had these songs a long time. So I'm like kind of deaf for them at some points where I love them, don't get me wrong. But when you hear a song so much, it's like, I don't really know where this fits anymore. And that's kind of what happened a lot of the time with some of these songs. But this song was written by a guy called Burns. He actually lives with Calvin Harris, which would be quite a crazy lifestyle. I want to come and join in.
Yeah.
And he's a fantastic guy. And yeah, I loved everything that he did along with the song. This song kind of represents the idea of when you first see that person and you're like, they kind of capture you a little bit and that's it, you're in. You can't really help yourself. Even if you don't want to be in, you're in.
You're
and
in.
It's like, oh, here we are. Like, and then this is the start of a relationship for me. So this is the first track on the EP, the title track of the EP. And that's why, because it's like the first time you get into...
It's pretty
whatever
awesome,
it is. Thank you.
More with Liam Payne next. Right now, his brand new track with French Montana just dropped. It is called First Time on Ash London Live.
Hi, this is Liam Payne.
Ash London Live, baby.
We were in New York at the start of the week for the MTV VMAs, and we knew he was going to drop this single. He's been teasing it on his Instagram, and of course, we got to chat with him, hang out, and find out all about it.
How did French come about? Because I know, like, everyone's chatting these days. Everyone sees someone, like, you're here for the VMAs in New York, and be like, yo, let's get on a song.
VMAs is such a big thing for like, but then it's always one of the things like, dude, we should totally go to Vegas tonight, and then you never go, you know what I mean? It's one of those sort of things. So I like, exactly. You've got to be the guy that keeps it up, and I'm never that guy. I wish I was. I'm just not driven that way. But yeah, I think the thing with French was this. It was kind of more of a businessy thing to start off with, and I recently did a video with him and met him. He is fantastic. Like, I love him. And the funniest thing was this. When I was sat with him, I was like, dude, I was like, when you wrote the rap, it was actually what was, every word of the rap you wrote was what's going on in my life. And he was like, I know, because I went through the same thing. He was like, I didn't intentionally do that, but that's really weird. So it was like he almost knew subconsciously what was going on in my life, and we were going through a very similar thing at the same time. So then the rap came out on the song, and we were like, this is perfect, fits totally with what's going on, da 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 da. And yeah, that's kind of the way it went. But he is a really nice guy. We had to drive around in some cool car and whatever. His driving skills, it was quite funny, because so he hadn't driven in some like 7 years or something, he was saying. And I was getting in a car with him, like,
he's got puffed out his drivers, just taking him wherever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens to all of us. Then we get in a car. I'm the same. Like, I always take out a little bit of my bush on the way through my driveway when I haven't driven for a while. I was like a square hole in the bush. Went, like, Liam started
and
driving
different
again.
Different sides of the roads and everything.
Exactly. I'm on the road and I have to ask a friend, like, am I on the right side? And then it's always really comforting that I'm pretending to joke. I'm just kidding, you know.
I know.
But you are on the wrong side, Owen. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Seatbelt on.
Exactly.
Because I'm totally winging it. Yeah. So tell me about the other songs on the EP, because I'm excited to hear all this new music.
Okay, so as I said, it's kind of the case of... it's a tiny little storybook of my relationships in life that I have so far and how I feel it goes for me. So this is kind of the arc of it. So obviously First Time kind of starts here and then it kind of goes this way. So the second song on the EP is...
Home With You.
So it's basically the idea that you, when you go home with that person and you first experience each other, let's say, in a different light that you haven't before.
Yeah, when Snapchat, you've passed that now.
Yeah, you've passed the Snapchat stage. We're going home with you. It's like that, the moment of bliss. This actually, in the middle of this song, is one of the most relaxing little points where I literally, every time I hear it, I have to close my eyes. Something like that just sounds, there's this group of harmonies in the middle of it that just sounds so nice that I'm like,
Depend On You is the other songs on there, and Slow.
So. Oh, Depend On You and Slow, yeah. I think Slow is actually one of my favourites in this as well, because I feel like it's the most closest thing to a One Direction-y type boy bandy chorus, which quite like, but it's a spin-off of a dance song as well, so it's like kind of spirals out somewhere else. But Depend On It's a really big ballad, and it's a little bit dark. I listen to songs, there's some John Mayer songs that I listen to, and there's one called Heartbreak Warfare, which I absolutely love. And I feel like you're in the argument. And I've sat down and spoken to John about this song a couple of when I've seen him about, and I looked to get in people's heads, and I sat down with him. You feel like you're in the argument in that song, and it puts you within the place of the situ, and I like that. So for me, this is my attempt at that style of song, and I feel like you can really feel the tension within this.
More of Liam Payne chatting to us about his brand new EP, his brand new song that we just played. We'll get it on in 6 minutes' time. Right now, Dean Lewis. This is Be All Right across Australia on Ash London Live.
Hey everyone, this is Liam Payne, Ash London Live.
Baby, I can take you there.
Yeah, we got to hang out with him backstage just before he hit the red carpet at the MTV VMAs on Monday. Liam Payne talking about a lot of things. He's spoken about his EP, his brand new single, and his celebrity friends and how he once FaceTimed Post Malone, one of his besties.
I once really drunkenly FaceTimed him at Scott Disick's house. Yeah, it was quite an interesting night out.
And how did that go down?
I don't know what I said to him, so I hope it was nice. But I remember there was one time I was out. I was actually with Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
There was a time when I was breaking into his house because I thought it was funny. I don't know what was wrong with me. And when he actually arrived, he was on FaceTime to Post. And then the next thing I get a text from Post with a red cup on his head, like, dude, come out. And I'm like, dude, you just saw me with Charlie. He's like, yeah, but forget that. Forget work. Come out. It's nighttime. And I'm like, yeah, but some of us aren't you, Post, and we've not just made Rockstar, and I'm still in the studio trying to make said Rockstar. So yeah. I'll see you later. No, he's cool. I like him a lot, but he's very, very, very funny. And he seems like he's having, like, a good time of it.
And that's the best bit. You're making a lot of friends in the industry as well. Like, all
yeah,
those
finally.
Awesome,
you know what?
Fun.
Finally, because I didn't really go out. I don't know. I was quite interior before, so I suppose I stayed inside and missed out on a lot of things that I didn't. I don't know. Some of it's a bit uncomfortable sometimes. Unless you feel like part of the scenery, it's a little bit weird. But yeah, I'm making a lot of different friends now. I was hanging out with Winnie Harlow yesterday.
Oh,
she's awesome. Yeah. And whenever she's at an event, I'm like, Winnie's here, because then I can hang out with Winnie. Winnie knows everyone, and she's super, super chill, and she's just good to hang with. So I'm making a couple friends. It's been fun.
If you missed us the two times playing Liam's brand new song, get it on our Spotify now. Just search for Ashlyn Live, and get all our videos of him as well backstage hanging out with us at the MTV VMAs. They're all on our socials right now.
Relive everything online now. Just search Ashlyn Live on social.